The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
On this edition of the ShishMed podcast, we talk about advancing healthcare policy and telling the hospital story. As we talk with Lisa Henry and Kristen Schwartz, they will be mini keynote speakers during this year's ShishMed Connections annual conference in Denver, Colorado, October 13th through the 15th, as we hear from Lisa and Kristen about the AHA's advocacy efforts and why it's good for you to be involved. Plus, at one point, we asked Kristen to run for president and touch on Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. It's all in there, people. It's a good one, I'm telling you. So let's get to it, right? No. This is the ShishMed podcast, rapid insights for healthcare strategy professionals in planning, business development, marketing, communications, and public relations. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. In this episode, we talk with Lisa Henry. She is the Vice President of Advocacy and Member Communications at the American Hospital Association, and Kristen Schwartz. She is the Senior Associate Director of Federal Relations, also for the American Hospital Association. Lisa and Kristen, welcome to the ShishMed podcast.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you both. Looking forward to your mini keynote. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's going to be fun. So, Lisa, can you let us in on the mini keynote? What can we expect?
Thanks, Bill. Kristen and I are really looking forward to joining ShishMed this fall to talk about what's happening here in D.C. We both work for the American Hospital Association, which is the parent company of ShishMed, and we don't really get a lot of time in front of ShishMed members to talk about what implications that has on the hospitals when Congress is passing laws. There is a lot of stuff that happens here in Washington, D.C. that absolutely impacts our hospitals on the front lines. And we feel it's really important for everybody to know how that works, how they can get involved, and how important their voice is in amplifying the value of hospitals in their local communities. So communicators are the best to reach out to for this. So we know by really charging our professional communicators at the hospital level to get excited about the idea of advocacy, understanding public policy and the implications for their hospital and their community could only energize the work even more. We also really want to get the ShishMed members excited about nationally amplifying their stories that they tell every single day at the hospitals. We try so hard to grab their stories and share it with the world to talk about what great things these hospitals are doing in their own communities. And we need their partnership to keep that effort going. So we're going to talk all about that. Yeah.
I love this. This is a really good. So I've been to many, many ShishMed, and I don't know if I've ever seen a session with people from the American Hospital Association. Of course, ShishMed is an arm of the American Hospital Association. So I think it's great you're going to come and you're going to speak to the healthcare marketers, because obviously that's what we're there for. But like you said, Lisa, the things you're going to talk about are important things that ShishMed members should know about, and especially the amplifying of the story. So thank you so much for sharing that. I'm really looking forward to it. And Kristen, Lisa was talking about, you know, you're both in D.C. and you work in those areas. So can you tell us, what is the current climate in Washington, D.C.? What is the landscape? And what are the implications of the national election this year?
Yes, well, I think Washington, D.C. is a place that a lot of people like to call the swamp for very good reason. If you live here, you know the mosquitoes are out. And if you don't live here, then you assume that's the case. So I think as far as what's going to happen this fall with the election, the polls seem to show that it's anyone's guess. But, you know, the good and bad news is that either way, we've seen this president before. So I think the implications are clearer than normal for us as we go into November. We expect that we will either continue to work with the administration that we've had for the last 4 years, or we will probably see similar policies to what we saw in the 4 years prior. So that does change how we approach November, knowing that when 2025 rolls around, at least as far as the administration's concerned, we'll be less surprised, probably, regardless of the outcome, than we would in a normal presidential election. That's not to say anything about Congress, whether the House or the Senate. I think anyone can turn on the news and see that the climate is contentious, to say the least. But that only, I think, amplifies the importance of people at home in the districts of these congresspeople and senators using their own voices to make sure that their priorities are heard and understood among the clamor of everything else that's going on.
And Kristen, that's what you're there for, right? You're there to take the American Hospital Association message to our elected officials. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I have a complicated title here at the American Hospital Association, but really, I am a lobbyist. That's what I do. So it's my day job to carry the message of hospitals to Capitol Hill, and have spent a lot of my professional career learning how to do that really well. And I think part of what we're going to talk about in this presentation is helping others understand the importance of having those professional voices, but also even more importantly, the individual voices being combined together to strengthen the message as much as possible.
Yeah, that's really important that we at ShishMed understand the advocacy efforts going on through the American Hospital Association and what we as healthcare marketers can do because of that. So I'm so happy both you and Lisa are going to be there for the mini keynote, if you will. So, Kristen, then, can you tell us about the AHA's ongoing advocacy agenda impacting hospitals?
Absolutely. You know, we spend a lot of time on the Hill talking about a variety of issues and policies that impact hospitals across the country. Everything from workplace violence and patient safety initiatives to ensure accountability. We're always talking about the financial concerns that hospitals are facing, from the large systems to the small rural hospitals, and what Congress can do to ensure the future and financial sustainability of all of our hospitals to make sure that access is preserved for all the patients who need care in all of our communities.
Yeah, I think that's an important point to remember. And then tying into that, I'm wondering, as a healthcare marketer, we might be saying, well, really, what can I do as a healthcare marketer? Well, think of the distress that our rural hospitals are going through right now. So I'm wondering if you can explain the grassroots efforts to engage the healthcare field in using their collective voice with lawmakers on important legislation where, as Lisa said earlier, healthcare marketers are the messaging people. We certainly can play a role. So if you could explain to us that would be great.
Yeah, I think I would definitely want Lisa to jump in here, but I think one of the really important ways that we try to help engage, especially our rural community hospitals, in advocacy efforts is making sure just to inform them when important legislative issues come up for consideration on the Hill. We send out action alerts, other news items to make sure that the leaders in our hospitals are aware when something's happening. I think part of the difficulty of engaging in advocacy is understanding the complex and kind of not logical inner workings of Congress and knowing, you know, when is the right time to actually engage and in what way. And so I think one of the most important things AHA can provide to our hospital members is letting them know, hey, today's the day. You need to reach out to your member of Congress and let them know what you think on this issue. We provide talking points. We provide direct access, whether it's through contact information or using different programs to help connect individuals to their members of Congress. But I think, yeah, providing that direct access, providing the talking points, and providing timing are really some of the key things that we do to make sure that our grassroots advocates are informed and able to engage at the right time.
And I would like to jump in on that, Bill, if you don't mind, because probably what you don't know about me is that I spent the first 25 years of my career as a hospital marketer. So seeing the other side of things, so to speak, with AHA, I'd been a member of ShishMed for 20 years. And I agree, I haven't seen anything like this at ShishMed conference. So I really encourage those attending to come to this workshop, solely because information that you get from this is so valuable. I wish I had more of a relationship with the AHA over those 25 years. What I know now would have made me a better community advocate for my organization, and that I don't look back with regret often at my career other than that. Wow, had I known how to engage some of our legislature, to engage our community in some of these issues, healthcare is so complicated, and we know it's complicated. Having the information to be able to really inform our stakeholders to engage as well is just a wealth of information available from the AHA. And I can't emphasize that enough. I know we're going to go into practical tools and ways that we'll be able to actually arm our communicators and their leadership teams with the right skills and the right tools to be successful advocates. But that information piece that Kristen mentioned is the most important. Mm-hmm. Being knowledgeable of what's happening and the actual implications at your hospital can really set you up for some amazing work to be done at the local level. So we really do need their voices. It's important for lawmakers to hear from their constituents. They need to hear from the people that they're impacting with their policy. And we're going to be able to give them the tool, give everyone the tools to be successful with their partner with the AHA.
Well, I thank you for sharing that story about being on the other side in the healthcare marketing chair and your viewpoint of, man, I wish I would have known more of what the American Hospital Association was doing or advocating for. So it sounds like you really believe that we and ShishMed, because we fall under the American Hospital Association umbrella, if we really understand what the goals are or the mission or what the AHA is advocating for, all of us pushing the wheel in the same direction really can help. Is that right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So, Lisa, you were talking about tools. And so somebody might be thinking, this is great. You're going to share with me what I need. Can you talk just a little bit about the tools needed to engage at the national level and how they apply then at the local level?
Absolutely. And Kristen probably has some insights on this too. I think one of the things we've learned that's so important for people to remember is that your member of Congress wants to hear from you. They're an elected official by you. And so you're not bothering them by sending them an email or making a phone call or making an appointment to have an on-site visit. They want this. They want to hear from their constituents. So don't be afraid of it. I think that there are some people who might be intimidated and think, what does my voice mean when I send an email that says, please consider this legislation because we need to keep our hospital open, or we need, you know, a stronger workforce, or we need a safer place to work. Those are important messages that need to be heard from the frontline worker, that need to be heard from the leadership team at a hospital, so that it really does emphasize that the work that the AHA is doing is valid and contributes to the success of the local level where they represent. And so that's the first thing. Give you the tools to reach out successfully to our members of Congress and their staff so that they too can have a voice in the legislative process. Other tools are just, there's nuance to how you reach out to a member of Congress. And Kristen is very skilled at that. So she's going to be talking a lot about what is that nuance? Who do I talk to? Is it more important to have a face-to-face, send an email, send a text, whatever it might be, make a phone call for different things? There might be a better strategy for you. So we're going to give them all those tools. How do I work with my member of Congress successfully? And what does an advocate actually look like? How does that work? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we want to make sure they have the full suite of tools to be able to be successful and not have it be an added burden to their work, but really something that they look forward to doing on behalf of the field.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So I love how you're going to lay it out, kind of a roadmap or a playbook, if you will, of how to reach out to your congressperson. And then, Kristen, what are the practical steps to advocacy? If you can kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lisa said quite a few of the overarching goals there. But some things, I think, when we think about talking to members of Congress, it gets really intimidating really quickly. I think even if you ever think about if anyone has ever been in a congressional building, the amount of overwhelming awe you feel walking into this large building that you've seen on TV and pictures for your whole life, it makes you a little more nervous than you thought you would be. And so some of these really basic conversations about how do you set up and plan for a meeting with a member of Congress seems basic, but is truly one of the keys to successful communication with a member of Congress. I think some of the other things we'll talk about is what are the communication methods that are most effective on the Hill? There's research to show, you know, what's more effective and what's less effective, and who you could plan to talk to, who you would talk to in the office for different issues, different approaches. And, you know, I think we'll get into a little bit of, is there a difference between federal and state level advocacy? And if so, what are those things and how are they similar? Because I think some people are much more familiar and comfortable with their local state legislator than they are with their member of Congress. And so being able to draw some parallels there to understand in the end, members of Congress state elected officials, they are all human beings just like you and me. And so being able to bring it back down really to that level to say, how can I engage with my fellow human on an issue that I'm so passionate about, knowing that they have many things that they care about and are passionate about as well? How can we get on a level playing field to have a conversation? I think that's what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, that's really good. So is it fair to say, with our divisive politics in this country, that say you don't agree with the politics of that congressperson, it really doesn't matter, because if they are your congressperson, even though you might be on the different side of the aisle than they are, they still need to hear what you have to say. They still need to understand your message and what the American Hospital Association is advocating for. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Bill, it feels like you maybe have read my presentation notes already.
Oh.
And one of the most important things I like to say when I'm helping, you know, explain how people can advocate better, you have to leave your politics at the door. It feels like you should bring them with you, because elected officials, politics, political government buildings, this should be political. It's really not. Once your member of Congress is elected, they represent you in the district. And so it doesn't matter what platform they were elected on. What matters now is you and them having a conversation about your priorities and their priorities and where you can find alignment and where you can move forward. And I think looking for what divides us has never helped us move forward, but looking for what can unite us and what we can agree on always helps.
Kristen Schwartz for president. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was beautiful. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That was well said. Lisa?
I have nothing to add. Kristen nailed it.
Drop the mic, Kristen. That was very well said. You know, obviously, you're going to be in a room full of healthcare marketers. I did want to touch on the storytelling aspect of this. Okay. So, Lisa, I want you to put that marketing hat back on again. So how do we use storytelling to advance public policy discussions?
Yeah, I alluded to this earlier, that the importance of hearing from their constituents. Our members of Congress want to hear what's happening on the ground. You know, they're running around, they're working across the aisle, they're trying to navigate all of these different people that are coming at them with policy ideas. And really what it boils down to is who they represent back home. And storytelling is one of the best ways to make a complicated issue understandable. When you think about your member of Congress and what they're going through, the number of policies their staff and they have to go through, and different issues, they're on different committees, there's so much work to be done. It's difficult to remember everything. It's difficult to really stand out in your message. Telling stories is the best way to stand out. Telling that personal story of a member of your community who was directly impacted by a public policy, positive or negative, can really be a powerful way for them to remember your message. So really planning ahead, Kristen mentioned this when she talked about, you know, it may feel basic, but planning before you go and speak to a member of Congress comes into play here when it comes to telling a story. Finding that right story that drives the message and the point that you're trying to make about policy can really make you stand out and can really make your message hit home with a staffer or with the member themselves, and could potentially change their mind about something that they didn't agree with you on in the beginning, or could be used in a positive way when they're legislating back on Capitol Hill. So storytelling it's in our nature. Healthcare marketers, that's what we do. We do it on behalf of our own hospital system all the time. We're always telling stories on social media. We're telling stories through video. We're telling stories in town halls and in hallway conversations. This is what we know. So let's use the skill for yet another stakeholder, which is your member of Congress. So storytelling really couldn't be any stronger. It's taking a complicated issue and making it human. And that can really, really be a great way to drive it home.
Lisa Henry for president. Yes. Take those complicated issues and make them easy to understand through storytelling. That's wonderful. That really can help drive home the message. And of course, healthcare marketers are certainly expert at that. That is excellent. Well, this is going to be a great mini keynote. I know I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure everyone listening to this is as well. Before we wrap up, if I could get final thoughts from each of you. Kristen, let me start with you. The title of the mini keynote is Advancing Healthcare Policy and Telling the Hospital Story. Any additional thoughts you want to add?
You know, I think the importance of this session keynote, mini keynote, is to make sure that we're putting the right information and tools in the hands of everyone who is empowered to do something with it. And I'm excited to be able to share these really specific items and the more broad understanding of what it means to be an advocate in the political arena with the ShishMed audience.
Well said. And I know that you will achieve that mission. Lisa, how about you? Final thoughts.
Yeah, I would say that in addition to what Kristen said, which is prepping the field to be more involved, I'm drawing on my own past experience. I just don't think I ever understood the influence that those of us who work in a hospital, our voices would carry. And I hope that we can spread that message to the attendees at ShishMed to understand the power and influence that they can have on important issues. These issues really do have a direct impact on how we do our work, whether we realize it or not. And so I'm excited to share that knowledge and say, don't turn your back on this. Understand why this is important. Understand why being informed can really carry a very influential message that can really benefit your community when you go back home. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. And as Till Tuesday said, voices carry. So I just dated myself, I think. Okay, sorry.
And I laughed, so I knew the song, so I dated myself.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Well, I've never heard of it, but...
Oh, my gosh. A song from the 80s, Voices Carry, Till Tuesday. Check it out.
Yeah, I didn't exist at that time, but I'll check it out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you both for your time today. We are so looking forward to this mini keynote, and thank you for informing us and educating us and giving a preview of what you're going to be talking about. Kristen and Lisa, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
And once again, that's Lisa Henry and Kristen Schwartz. They will be mini keynote speakers during the 2024 ShishMed Connections Conference in Denver this October. Stay tuned for early bird registration details. And if you found this podcast helpful, and how could you not, please share it on your social channels. And please hit the subscribe or follow button to make sure you get every episode. And to access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you, please visit shishmed.org/podcast. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. I'm Bill Klaproth. See ya.